We have a surprise guest coming in about 10 minutes. And you'll find out who that is in a few moments. But right now, just as special and scheduled, we have Tim Brett and Michael from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And I am going to say good morning to Michael first. Hi, Michael.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Can you hear yourself okay?
Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in?
I am in fifth grade.
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
Who's in your family?
My mom and my other mom and all my cousins and my uncles and my aunts.
Well, it's really nice to meet you. And we've got this guy right here next to you. If you had to describe him, what would you describe? Can you pick like three words that would describe him?
Cool, awesome, and funny.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
And that guy is Tim Brett. Hey, Tim.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am 31 years old. I reside in Wexford with my wife, Lindsay, and I've known Michael for a little over a year now.
What was it like the first time you guys met, Michael?
It was pretty fun. We went geocaching.
What's that?
You get a GPS and people hide boxes or little pen caps with names, with piece of paper with all of these names in it, and you download stuff to a GPS and you go out and find them, and they can hide them anywhere that they want.
How cool. And so it's like a treasure hunt almost?
Yeah,
you go looking for these things?
Yeah.
How did you do? That really sounds neat.
We found one or two, I think.
Very cool. Had you ever done anything like that before?
We went the geocaching.
Yeah.
We went when we were in Deep Creek.
The two of you did that together,
No, that was our first time.
Cool.
That we went.
What are some other things you guys have done together that have been especially fun?
We went metal detecting. We went to the Penguins game just last Wednesday?
Yep, Wednesday
just
night.
Just last Wednesday.
Very cool. I want to hear about metal detecting. I like you. You've got all these technology things. We were talking about all the technical stuff. I don't know where I would go metal detecting in the Pittsburgh area.
We just went at Heartwood Acres.
Oh, okay. And yeah, I guess you could find stuff within the grass and things. Did you?
No, not really. We found a piece of junk metal, and we found a bottle cap, one of those soda can bottle caps.
Huh. Do you collect anything?
I used to collect rocks, but I don't really collect anything now.
My wife collects rocks. She's a geologist. And when we got married, I had to carry boxes and boxes of rocks. They're still around. So that's a lot. Now, what got you interested in being a big brother?
I had been thinking about it for several years. Saw some information on the organization, thought it was a great organization. And finally, one day, I said, I need to do it now. So.
And it's been a whole year.
Yep, it's been a whole year now.
Which is great. And do you have any kids yourself?
One on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
To you. So it's got to be such a busy time, yet you still find time to spend together. And that's the thing I think a lot of people don't realize is you can really make a huge impact with not necessarily a huge burden on your schedule.
Correct.
How do you guys keep in touch in between times? You probably see each other maybe 2-3 times a month, I'm guessing?
Yeah, this time we saw 2-3 times in the past week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a lot. How come?
Penn's game, we did something last Saturday, and we're doing something right now. So, 3 times this week.
Well, that's absolutely terrific to be able to do all those different things. Now, what kind of stuff do you like to do?
I like pretty much what all kids of my age, like, video games, playing outside with my friends.
Do all kids your age like playing outside with your friends?
No.
I'm teasing. What are your favorite video games? That's just a great answer. I like that. Pretty much like all kids.
Probably my number one favorite video game is Call of Duty.
And do you play also?
No.
See, I'm not. I have to get... What system do you play on?
I have a Wii, and you can play it for Wii, but I don't have it. I play it at my friend's house pretty much a lot.
I have to get videoed up a little bit. Do you do much online or on the computer?
Not a lot.
No. In school, what do you like?
My favorite subject is science.
And what are you studying in science now?
Life organisms, I think it is.
Okay, so like single cells?
No, like animals and plants and that stuff.
Are you having to learn like kingdom and genus and species and... That may come later.
No, that's later. We're just learning, like, the biome they live in, I think, is what we're doing right now.
The reason I'm asking is I always had a lot of trouble
remembering
all those things. The biology part. I was pretty good at other things, but not at the life sciences part. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually an environmental engineer.
Oh, where do you work?
Lennon Smith Solar Array Engineering in Coriopolis.
That's great. Well, there's... it's so much need in that area right now. Do you work in air, water, waste?
Wastewater. I do sewage treatment plants and water treatment.
You need to go on a sewage treatment plant tour if you haven't done that.
We've been talking about it.
Already, Alcosan has a huge tour that's really kind of – you would never, ever, ever think, Michael, but sewage can be really interesting. I've been on that tour. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
No.
A little early to do that just yet. Do you think that I'm curious, like, has Tim made a difference in your life, do you think?
Yeah, without him I probably wouldn't have done half the things I've done with him.
How come?
Because, like, on weekends my mom, they both have to get up and they have to do their hair, and that takes like a couple hours just for them to get up, and then all the errands they run, and I'd have to go with them. And with Tim, he has time to do that with me, and while my mom's going shopping.
So it's kind of nice, you know, especially at your age, but really at any age, to have a guy, you know, that you can hang out with and do stuff together. And that sounds like a really huge difference. Is there anything you'd like to add about what the two of you do?
It's actually a relief on my end, too. It gets you away from, you know, the grind during the week and gives you time, and as a child in your life, that gives you a different perspective on things, which is really nice.
I can just imagine. Well, today, I don't know if you're able to stay at the museum today. I have a pass for the museum if you'd like to, and you can use it later in the year as well. There's a really cool exhibit called Whoosh, which is all about air. There's an airplane, a miniature airplane, not a big airplane. But there's a whole bunch of exhibits that deal with the science behind air. And it's just right above us in that part of the museum. And there's some other really cool things within the museum, too. We have a radio patch for you as well. From both of us, and it's really nice. And Kristen's here, too, just, like, hanging out. Sorry, Kristen, I didn't turn your microphone on. Hello.
Well, they're doing such a great job representing us that I don't feel like I have anything to add. I mean, they're a great representation of what Big Brothers Big Sisters is all about.
Yeah, it's really fun to talk to both of you. I can tell you seem extremely comfortable with each other, like you're pretty used to being together and doing stuff. Together. Is there anything else either of you would like to say?
Can I say hi to my mom?
Oh, of course. You can say hi to whoever you want. I'm sorry I forgot to ask.
Hey, Mom. Hey, anyone else in my family who's listening?
Check. Hello. You want to tell them any special messages or requests? Or?
No, just wanted to say hi to my parents and my family and friends. any of my friends are listening.
And we were just kidding about that hair stuff, huh? Or no, they really do spend a lot of time.
They spend a lot of time doing their hair.
You know,
maybe like half hour in the morning.
That's a lot of hair time. I did get my hair cut last night, and they were doing it a certain way, and they said, well, all you got to do is put gel in, and you'll really like this. And I said, stop. No, none of that. You know, it's got to be like, I'll comb it once in the morning, and I'll be done. Yeah. So you could just get going. Anything else you'd like to add at all?
No, I'd just like to thank you for having us on today.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I hope you enjoy the museum, Tim, Brett, and Michael. And Kristen, how can folks get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
We have a website. You can find us online, and www.bbbspittsburgh.org, or you can call our direct line phone number, 412-363-6100. We're always looking for both littles and bigs. So if you heard this program and you're interested in being a little or being a big, please give us a call.
Thank you very much. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Anything you forgot?
I'd just like to say thank you to you too for having us on.
Thanks. I hope you'll come visit us sometime when we have workshops. We'd love to have you in and show you how all this stuff works. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, you can get more information about programs, how you can get involved either as a big brother, a big sister, a big couple, or maybe you would like to be a little brother or a little sister. All you need to do is go online to bbspittsburgh.org or call 412-363-6100.